Well, I'm not too sure whether there is a false, confidence he has been given by the fact that people are rejecting South African rand in preference of the rand and in preference of the US dollar. But all the signals show that there is nothing that has changed in the way our economy is informalized. 80% of the people are unemployed in the formal sector. So those who are in the informal sector, the levels of salary for the bulk of the individuals are very low. So I don't see how, if one's disposable income is not being increased, what can give them confidence to put money in the bank? And I think really it is important for the Reserve Bank not to necessarily give misleading information. I still feel that the basic formula, the relationship between savings and investment really has not yet been fully utilized, realized in this country. There is just so much money still sitting outside the formal banking sector.
Mr. Moyo, what's your response?
Thank you. I hear the question from Mr. Ngwenya there, but I think we need to understand that the figures that are being used are the same figures that we saw at 1.7 billion when we dollarized, or below a billion when we started in 2009. So these figures have been progressively increasing, and we have seen that happening. And there are several reasons. Remember that you've got a sector that is informal, that is cash-based. That sector, when it is informal, if the banks start to create incentives for people to deposit, money moves from the cash sector where people are buying, whether it's shops that are downtown where they are dealing in cash, they start to bank. Now, Mr. Ngwenya is right. We need to ask the question as to why are people banking. I think there are several reasons why people are banking. People are banking because when you want a loan, the bank needs you to have an account. Most companies, when we dollarize, in our business here at United Refineries, when we dollarized, we were paying cash. Now, we don't pay any worker cash. We insist that workers must go to the bank because of the risk of cash, sometimes the unavailability of notes. So people are forced to go to the bank and put money in the bank. Now, the banks have also are coming in with loans. There's a bit of money that's coming into the banking sector. And I'm sure you will know this, maybe you're not aware, but most of the money that's in Zimbabwe is being lent to individuals. So individuals are borrowing more money than companies. What that means is that individuals have to put their money in the bank to continue to access loans. So this naturally will create an interest in banking or formalization of cash deposits. That's what's happening. But also, we need to understand that bank deposits come from many sources. First of all, they come from individuals, yes, but they also come from government. They also come from FDI, where people are investing. Companies, if PPC, Portland Cement, is doing a project, they will put money in the bank while they are doing their project. That money comes from outside. You also have export. When companies are exporting, money is deposited in the bank. So there are several sources, several reasons why banking deposits could be rising. I think that's a question for further analysis. But my challenge is that Mr. Ngwenya is starting by disputing the figures to say they are wrong. But I think we need to rather look at why, what is happening, and try to explain it and understand where this money is coming from.